The Faraway Inn by Sarah Beth Durst. Narrated by Sunila Nankani. For everyone who needs an escape, a refuge, a moment to breathe. Chapter 1. There were a lot of trees. Kalisa stood by the mailbox with her backpack and her suitcase and told herself very firmly that this was exactly what she needed. Ahead of her was a forest, hemming in a one-lane road. Pine trees clustered together, the expanse of evergreens only broken by the occasional white-barked tree that stood out like a candle against the dark green. Overhead, the sky was a matte white, clouds blotting out the sun, which matched Kalisa's mood, cloudy with a chance of rain. "This is going to be an amazing summer," she said, as if saying the words out loud would act as some kind of spell to make them come true. She just hadn't pictured what it would feel like to actually be here, by herself, in the middle of a truly excessive number of trees, away from everyone she knew and everything familiar. She'd been too focused on not being there. A few weeks ago, she'd never have considered coming to Vermont by herself for 2 entire months, but after her world fell apart, she'd pounced on the invitation. She'd wanted to spend her summer anywhere but Brooklyn, anywhere but where Ethan, the boy who'd yanked her heart out of her chest and then stomped on it with the enthusiasm of a 4-year-old in tap shoes, was going to be. It was essential self-care. In retrospect, Kalisa supposed she should have had the Uber driver take her all the way to her great aunt's doorstep instead of just the mailbox. But after the hours on the train and then in the car, she'd wanted to walk. Also, the driver wouldn't stop talking about fly fishing. So here she was. "It will be fine." She could tell from the clouds it wasn't going to rain until later. And if it did, she'd packed an umbrella, though she wasn't sure exactly where. "Everything is going to be fine." Shouldering her backpack, Kalisa hauled her suitcase down the road. On either side, the trees loomed over her. It smelled like pine and wet earth, and not at all like the mix of hot gyro meat, bus fumes, coffee, and overripe trash that she associated with the street outside her family's apartment in Park Slope. Above, birds cawed to one another with sharp, biting cries that made her feel like an intruder. Listening, she thought she heard one softer trill, a cascading chirp that was more friendly. Squirrels leaped from branch to branch, causing the forest to rustle. She wondered if Vermont had wolves. Or bears. Probably not. Or maybe yes? This wasn't the city, or even suburbia. Bears weren't impossible. On the plus side, being attacked by a bear would make a unique party story, or an excellent college application essay. She hadn't started writing hers yet. On the minus side, it would not be great to be mauled. Close beside her, the trees rustled again, and Kalisa jumped. She spotted a squirrel racing up the trunk of a pine tree. Just a squirrel, not a bear. Only my overactive imagination. In Google Maps, it hadn't looked that far from the main road to the bed and breakfast. She pulled out her phone. No signal. She shoved it back into her pocket and kept walking. Ahead, the sky was darkening as gray clouds seeped into the white. The road twisted, and in front of her on the left side was a wooden sign, half devoured by ivy, with letters gouged into it that read, "The Faraway Inn." She exhaled and smiled. "See?" she said to the trees. "Almost there." She thought it was a